Jazz has long been seen as a pagan and godless music, and it should come as no surprise that on New Year's Day 1934, a man called Father Conifery led a march through Mohill in County Leitrim, demanding the closure of dance halls and a ban on foreign dances in Holy Catholic Ireland. 80 years later, and the anti-jazz movement is being commemorated with a jazz festival. Somebody's got a sense of humour somewhere. The heretic responsible is Jerry Godley, and he joins me now. Jerry,
morning, Mark.
Good morning to you. The anti-jazz festival is named after a particularly vociferous campaign against, I quote here, the engine of hell.
Among other things, yeah.
That was 1930s jazz.
Yes. Peter Conifery was the parish priest of Clun. And on New Year's Day in 1934, he led 3,000 of his parishioners down the main street of Mohill, variously brandishing placards with things like "Down with Jazz" and "Down with Paganism" and so forth. And actually what had precipitated this was Sean McEntee, the then Minister for Justice, was under whose remit Radio Éireann then was, or 2RN as it then was, were bringing in sponsored radio programmes. And McEntee was keen to see, there was jazz happening on these sponsored programmes. And between the church and particularly the Gaelic League, they took grave exception to this music on the programme. Great quote from the then president of the League at the time about McEntee, saying, "Our Minister for Finance has a soul buried in jazz and is selling the musical soul of the nation for the dividends of sponsored jazz programmes. He is jazzing every night of the week." I could never say that about Michael Noonan.
Not have thought of Sean McEntee now as somebody who was bopping every night of the week to, Satchmo, yeah, or whatever, big band music. But this was not, this was not just some crank leading a minor crusade. This actually had the support of An Taoiseach himself.
It had the support of De Valera. Douglas Hyde wrote in support. And of course, looking at it, I mean, there's something very kind of down with this sort of thing, Father Ted-ish about it. But there is a kind of darker subtext to it. I mean, it is of the time, which is, cultural nationalism and this sense of a kind of growing kind of oppressive moral environment around sexual morality and national identity, and certain kind of forces attempting to sort of create very oppressive lines in which you could define your cultural identity. And I think the other thing about it was, of course, it was Europe in the 1930s, and there were other dark forces gathering, National Socialism and so forth. So it's kind of its time. And of course, jazz wasn't really the problem. I mean, back then, jazz was really a kind of generic term for dance music of all kinds. So, and it wasn't so much the music that was the problem, it was the dancing that went with it. So, when George Bernard Shaw said that it was a vertical expression of a horizontal desire. Tangentially to this, though, a really interesting character is Jimmy Glaston.
Who was Jimmy Glaston?
Well, Jimmy Glaston was also up in Leitrim and was an early activist in the then Irish Communist Party. And he is the only Irish citizen ever to be deported as an undesirable alien, and was running a dance hall up in Leitrim where he was also espousing his political views, and the Catholic Church in the area took grave exception to this. And
this is why jazz was tied up with communism.
All of the dark forces. But Donal O'Kelly made a show actually about Jimmy Glaston some years ago called Jimmy Glaston's Ballroom, and Ken Loach is currently filming a movie in Ireland about Glaston. So, it's a very interesting little chapter in the kind of formation of cultural identity in Ireland. And I know it's 80 years ago, but I do think that, there was something happening here around, policing how people might express themselves. And somewhere along the line, maybe a fear of kind of things like abstraction came in. And I do think as a people, we still kind of struggle with abstraction culturally, whether it's in areas like dance or physical theatre or music like jazz, So I think we're still working through the repercussions of what happened back then.
Though, while in Ireland, lovers of jazz were condemned or being condemned to the fiery pit of hell, in the jazz world itself, Louis Armstrong was actually celebrating there. Now, you've bought a piece of music by Satchmo with an Irish connection. Let's have a listen to it.
Thank you. hoard for years in Holland was the wearing of the green. But the biggest change in Coney Island I have ever seen. All the laddies and the cooties laid aside their Irish reel. And I was born in Ireland, so imagine how I feel. Now Ireland's gone black bottom crazy. See them dance, you ought to see them dance. Folks supposed to be real lazy, even dance, I mean to dance.
That's the Irish Black Bottom, recorded by Louis Armstrong. You've come across a poem from the Leitrim Observer in 1934 by a local auctioneer in Mohill. Just give us the last couple of verses of it, because it's all about, it's actually called The Evils of Jazz.
The Evils of Jazz. These are the last two verses. By the way, it's not Jimmy Glaston, by the way, sorry. Jimmy Gralton was the Irish activist who was deported. Apologies. Dear Irish colleens, hasten ye and crush jazz dancing, for it makes the Virgin Mary blush. Root out such vile creatures from our sod. Come banish these modes so displeasing to God. Patriotic daughters, it's now up to you to cease jazz dancing for the sake of Roisin Dhu. Oh, worst of all is to see a young maiden puffing her fag in the synagogues of Satan, and instead of dancing, they're prancing like jennets all through the jazz hall for full 60 minutes, and without any attention to music at all, no more than mad bullocks let loose from a stall. I love the bit of casual anti-Semitism just thrown in as well, puffing fags in the synagogues of Satan.
Definitely heartfelt. Now, to remind us all of the time you've decided to have a jazz festival, and just to rub salt in the wounds, not the Gaelic League, but in this instance the Gaelic Athletic Association. I'm not sure what their attitude was towards jazz, but you're having it in Temple Bar on the weekend of the All-Ireland Hurling Final.
Yeah, we're on the same weekend as the Hurling Final, so we thought we'd embrace that. But actually, you know, I think the Gaelic Games are, when it's at its best, it's like jazz in a way. It has flow, it's improvised, it's very, very creative. So if Gaelic football and hurling can be an expression of our cultural identity, then I guess so can jazz. So anyway, we're going to deck out the square with, you know, kind of county flags and things like that, and it'll all look very heraldic. We're trying to find a big sprung pram so we can sell warm cans of Fanta and bars of chocolate and things like that. Down with Jazz is much more like a bit of a social. It's like we tried to turn the square into a bit of a feeling of the parochial hall, and it's just an opportunity to come down and hear what musicians are doing.
And you also have a take on the theme music to the Sunday game?
Ever so slightly. We've asked a young guy called Daniel Jacobson, aka Zoid, to do a little treatment of it, and the saxophone player you're going to hear is a guy called Chris Engel, who's South African, who lives in Ireland now, and he's sort of mimicking the sound of a vuvuzela, which is kind of cool.
Okay, a nice bit of adaptation, a bit of sampling, I suppose, there.
Indeed.
From Zoid. Briefly, the festival is called Dirty Jazz and Foreign Rhythms. What else have you got?
Well, the great piano player Bill Evans said that jazz isn't a what, it's a how. So if people come down, they'll see plenty of the how of how jazz happens. So it's a very broad church. There's everything from kind of what you'd call sort of straight ahead swinging jazz. So young musicians like Chris Engel. We've got lots of blues bands this year, like Nigel Mooney and Ed Dean, because we're reaching out to JJ Smits, which is one of the great kind of stalwarts of the Dublin live scene. We've some bands coming up from kind of up for the match bands like Paul Dunleavy and his band from Cork, and No Crozer from Sligo. And then actually a lot of stuff with a kind of world music flavour. We have a full gamelan orchestra, full Javanese gamelan orchestra from UCD, Kanda. We have Outer Spaceways, which is a kind of crazy Sun Ra tribute. So it's kind of everything under the sun. It's a real opportunity to just kind of get up up close and personal and look into the whites of some Irish jazz musicians' eyes.
Okay, well, this is the aforementioned Canda with a track called Bulgarian Reels, but it might have been something that might have appealed to Father Conor, though I'm not sure he'd have approved of what they've done to the traditional reel form. Jerry Goddy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. The Down With Jazz Festival takes place across Dublin next weekend, the 6th to the 8th of September. More details on www.downwithjazz.ie. The music there of Canda.